When Jesus bid farewell to his disciples following his resurrection, he left them with a promise to ask God to send them a comforter, the Holy Spirit, who would guide and empower them. This promise wasn't just for those disciples, it was for all who would come to believe in God. In today's world, understanding the Holy Spirit and experiencing its transformative power is crucial for every believer. Today, let's delve deeper into what it means to have the Holy Spirit and how it can profoundly impact our lives, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Number 1. Understanding the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit isn't just some mysterious or strange force. It's more like having a special and comforting presence within us. This presence is like having a close friend who is always there to guide, empower, and transform us. While some may think of the Holy Spirit only in terms of speaking in different languages, its impact goes way beyond that. The Holy Spirit works within us to develop good qualities and virtues, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's like having a wise mentor helping us grow into better versions of ourselves, guiding us through life's challenges and empowering us to live with purpose and integrity. With the Holy Spirit by our side, we can navigate life's ups and downs with confidence, knowing that we are never alone and always supported by the divine presence within us. Number 2. Manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Identifying the presence of the Holy Spirit in one's life is evident through various manifestations. One of the most apparent signs is the display of spiritual gifts. These gifts, ranging from prophecy and healing to discernment and teaching, are bestowed upon believers to edify the body of Christ and spread God's love and truth. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit empowers believers to overcome sin and live victorious lives. Through its guidance and strength, believers can resist the temptations of the world and walk in righteousness. This victory over sin is a tangible demonstration of the Holy Spirit's transformative power. Number 3. Steps towards spiritual growth. To really feel the good stuff from the Holy Spirit, people who believe in God need to work on their friendship with Him and let the Holy Spirit do its thing inside them. That means letting God have control, spending time talking to God, reading the Bible, and asking the Holy Spirit to help out with everything in life. It's like letting a really wise friend guide you through everything and help you make the right choices. So, to grow spiritually, it's important to let God be in charge, spend time chatting with Him and reading His book, and always ask the Holy Spirit for advice and help with whatever comes your way. This way, you'll feel closer to God and be able to handle life's challenges with more peace and confidence. Number 4. Surrendering to God. Surrendering to God is like giving up trying to control everything and letting God take the lead in our lives. It's about being humble, trusting God, and being okay with His plans instead of our own. When we surrender to God, we're saying, "Okay, God, You know best," and we're open to whatever changes He wants to make in us. This means we're letting the Holy Spirit do its thing inside us, making us better people. So, surrendering to God is like giving Him the steering wheel and letting Him drive our lives. It might seem scary at first, but it's actually really freeing because we know that God's plans are always for the best. And when we let God take charge, amazing things can happen and we can become the people He created us to be. Number 5. Prayer and Scripture Study. Talking to God and reading the Bible regularly are super important for getting closer to God and letting the Holy Spirit be a part of our lives. When we pray, it's like having a direct chat with God, where we can thank Him, ask for help, and pray for other people. Reading the Bible gives us wisdom and helps us understand what God wants for us. It's like having a guidebook for life that shows us how to live the best way possible. So, by praying and reading the Bible often, we can learn more about God's plans for us and feel more connected to Him. It's like building a stronger friendship with God, where we talk to Him and listen to what He has to say. And the more we do it, the closer we get to Him, and the more we understand His love for us. Number 6. Seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance. When we want the Holy Spirit to help us, it's like tuning into a wise friend who wants the best for us. We need to pay attention to what it's telling us and do what it suggests. The Holy Spirit can speak to us in lots of different ways, like when we read the Bible, talk to God, feel like something's right in our gut, or get good advice from someone wise. If we stay open to what the Holy Spirit is saying, it can help us figure out what to do when life gets tough. It's like having a compass to show us which way to go when we're feeling lost. So, by listening to the Holy Spirit and following its advice, we can feel more sure of ourselves and see things more clearly, like when the fog lifts on a misty morning. Number 7. Living out God's will. Living according to what God wants means doing things that match up with what He thinks is important. This means being obedient, humble, and ready to help others. When we live the way God wants us to, we show how the Holy Spirit has changed us and how much God loves us. It's like shining a bright light on how amazing God's love is and how it can change people's lives. So, when we do things the way God wants, we're like a mirror reflecting His love and kindness to everyone around us. It's like spreading sunshine on a cloudy day, making everything brighter and happier. And when we live like this, we're living in a way that brings joy and hope to others, showing them the awesome power of God's love in action. The Holy Spirit is like a superhero in the lives of people who believe in God. It has the power to change us for the better and make us more like God wants us to be. To really feel this power, we need to do a few things. First, we have to let God be in charge and trust that He knows what's best for us. This is like giving Him the steering wheel and letting Him drive our lives. Then, we need to spend time talking to God and reading the Bible. This helps us understand more about God and what He wants for us. It's like getting to know a friend better by spending time with them and listening to what they have to say. Next, we should ask the Holy Spirit for help with everything in our lives. It's like having a wise friend who can give us advice and help us make good choices. When we do this, it's like opening the door for the Holy Spirit to come in and make a difference in our lives. Finally, we need to live the way God wants us to. This means being kind to others, helping people when they need it, and doing our best to follow God's rules. When we do these things, we show others how awesome God's love is and how much it can change us. As we keep doing these things, we'll feel closer to God and see more of the Holy Spirit's power at work in our lives. It's like being part of a team with God and the Holy Spirit, working together to make the world a better place. So, let's keep seeking God's presence and asking the Holy Spirit for help. When we do, we'll feel even closer to God and be able to do amazing things to help others and spread God's love. And that's what being a believer is all about, living in a way that shows others how awesome God is and how much He loves us.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.